Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 27, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, I didn't get to do the work on Saturday. The weather forecast was off by one day, but I got it done yesterday. Unbelievable. Outside, 4 hours. Sunshine, blue skies, me and Mr. Snoop out there. Got the fire started, had the garden hose close by, hosed down the pine trees that were near, the dry leaves around the fire pit. Got the fire going, started dragging the branches. Spent 4 hours cleaning up the branches, cleaning up the yard, and blowing off the sidewalk, driveway, in the street. Got done about 4:30, and I said, that's it, I'm done. So went in, had a nice healthy dinner, some roasted chicken and green beans. Roasted chicken, not broasted. And even though I love broasted chicken, roasted chicken and some green beans, a little bit of coleslaw. And then went and watched the Tigers win only 1 out of 3. Was hoping for 2 out of 3. But man, that Cincinnati Reds team, those boys can hit some home runs. Beat them 8-3. Now they're heading down to Atlanta, Georgia. Got 3 games on the road with the Atlanta Braves starting tomorrow. And then they're home for, I believe, 3 games with 2 different teams coming home on Friday. This is going to be fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Breaks down this way. Let's see. 3 in Atlanta. And then Friday night, home games. 3 with Texas Rangers. And then 3 games with the Boston Red Sox. Thursday, May 7th off. Friday, they're going to be starting 3 games on the road in Kansas City. So, it was so good to see Spencer Torkelson get on fire. He joined a very elite club, hitting 1 home run in 5 consecutive games. Willie Horton, Hank Greenberg, few others, very elite club. Last Wednesday, when he woke up, he had no home runs for the year. This morning, on their day off heading down to Atlanta, he hit 5. in five consecutive games. So glad to see first baseman Spencer Torkelson getting back on track. Man, just when is it going to get warm? Yesterday, beautiful day outside, just gorgeous. Look outside now in the backyard, just feel so good about what me and Mr. Snoop got accomplished. Yeah, he supervised me. He laid on the deck, then he laid in the woods, then he went over and laid by the trees. Wouldn't get anywhere near the fire, but man, he laid out there and watched his daddy work. Mr. Snoop was supervising the whole time. Well, we've got a thinning of the herd. What am I talking about? Deadline to formally withdraw from the ballot. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. A handful of candidates have officially exited Michigan's 2026 primary election. As of Friday, which was the deadline to formally withdraw from the ballot, according to the candidate listings from the Secretary of State, multiple candidates across statewide, congressional, and legislative contests have withdrawn their names in the days leading to the cutoff. Most noticeable was the gubernatorial candidate, Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the House, officially exiting from the governor's race. So now on the Republican side, it's limited to five candidates. John James, Perry Johnson, Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, and Ralph Rebant. Those are the only legitimate Republicans that will be on the August 4th ballot. Interesting development down in the 7th Congressional District, currently represented by Tom Barrett, the Republican of Charlotte. The Democrat, Mohammed Salman Rais, withdrew, somewhat narrowing what had been a multiple candidate primary field on the Democratic side. All of the other withdrawals were state Senate races and down-ballot legislative races. Several House candidates, and then a few other withdrawals from Congress. Nothing really noticeable there. But very interesting that the Republican field is down to five. And there's no women running for the Republicans in the August 4th primary. All of the candidates are former or current legislators. John James, congressman from the 10th district, not running for re-election there. Eric Nesbitt, currently the Senate minority leader in the Senate, and former Attorney General Mike Cox. The other two candidates, Perry Johnson, Ralph Rebant, come from the private sector. Perry Johnson, very successful businessman. Ralph Rebant is a pastor. Now, a lot of people have been pressing me about who I'm supporting for governor. Vicky and I have talked about this. I've talked with many of you. And the bottom line for me, and I've been saying this for over a year now, I want a Trump-like businessman to run the state. I have been thinking about this, praying on it. I've interviewed Ralph Rebant. I've had him on the show. And I've had Perry Johnson on the show. I have made the decision that personally I am going to support Perry Johnson for the August 4th primary. Yes, you've been hearing his commercials on the radio. The radio station entered into an advertising contract with him. But I have decided that with his money, he can self-fund this campaign. And it comes down to reaching the folks that are, one, not motivated to vote this year, or two, they vote every election, but they don't know who to vote for because they're not paying attention. It's those people that need to be reached. And the only way you're going to do that is through advertising, TV, radio, and mailers. Perry Johnson has spent a lot of money already and is going to spend a lot more to win the primary election August 4th. He then is going to have the money to self-fund the election in November. I don't have anything against these other guys. And many of them, John James, Eric Nesbitt, even Mike Cox, have sufficient funds to run an efficient campaign. Perry Johnson just has more money than they do. This goes against every single previous endorsement I've ever made, because I've always believed and supported the candidate's policies, values, principles. Well, it just so happens, if you listen to the interview I did with Perry Johnson, Meet the Man, his principles and values line up with mine. He's a Christian, Catholic, growing up in a Catholic Christian school. When asked in the second grade what he wanted to be, he told sister he wanted to be the Pope. He's Catholic. By the time he's in the seventh grade, was asked again, and they said, nope, sorry, Perry, you like girls too much. You're not going to be the Pope. It's that simple. Married the love of his life, has children that he wants to keep them here in Michigan, is doing it for the right reason, and is the only candidate that, if you go to his campaign website, PerryJohnson.com, he doesn't have a donate button. That simple. He's self-funding. Greg O'Neill, downstate, I agree. Perry Johnson for governor. Michigan needs to be run like a business, and the waste and regulations. Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you have to factor into this, folks, and you've seen the ads already, they're out there running. He wants to do a mega audit. Efficiency in our state government, this budget that the House has sent over, the Senate has passed theirs, they're conferencing, trying to figure out what they're going to vote on to send to the governor. Well, here's the bottom line. The budget they're sending is ridiculous. I know the Republicans feel that they're making some major cuts to what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted back in her State of the State address. But guess what? The bottom line, it's nowhere near enough. They need to cut a ton. So bottom line, we need a businessman to get in there, clean it up, put an end to this insanity of spending, and get the budget passed and get Michigan fixed. And I believe that's businessman Perry Johnson. So for me, I'm voting for Perry. The other candidates are more than welcome to come on the show anytime. I'll be respectful. Absolutely want to know where they're coming from, the platform they're running on, what they want to accomplish. But you have to understand, the bottom line, name recognition, state ID, getting independence, those that are looking at Jocelyn Benson as the Democratic primary candidate for the Democrats, and a real Democrat running as an independent, Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit. Bottom line is the Democrats are going to be running two candidates. Benson for the Democrats, Duggan as an independent. And I've looked at the Republicans that have come out publicly in support of Mike Duggan. They're not Republicans. They're not conservative Republicans. They're mushy, rhino, establishment Republicans that basically, honestly, are just trying to buy into Duggan's campaign. They want to be an inside player. And Perry Johnson isn't into that game. He's not letting establishment rhinos into his camp. And one of the things that I really appreciate, two main points. Perry Johnson has already made a huge campaign donation into the House Republican Committee in Lansing. He's also donated to the Senate side. He's also got enough money to hire an attorney and sue John James for misrepresenting the fact that he's a candidate for governor. He's not the governor. I covered that story last week. John James campaign materials, even his logo, says John James governor. Doesn't say for governor. Officer Rick, we need Perry Johnson to say he's not going to try to take retirement benefits from retired state employees. My brother worked a crappy job for 27 and a half years in the Michigan Department of Corrections just for the retirement. He's concerned about Perry trying to take away medical benefits and cutting his pension. If Perry addresses this issue, he will get support from the retired state employees. I'm not going to do that. I know because I asked them about the retirement problem here in the state of Michigan. He said the retirees that have already retired, their benefits aren't going anywhere. He's talking about new employees, new hires coming into the state government need a different type of retirement plan. What he explained to me, and it was only probably about a 2-minute conversation, we didn't get into really the heavy details of it. He wants to put him into a 401k with matching funds. They put money in, they have skin in the game, the state matches it. Could potentially double their retirement going forward. The fixed retirement, both medical and benefits, former retired employees, not going anywhere. I will forward your text message directly to Perry Johnson's cell phone. I'll do it at the break. He has time, has the time to read your question, inquiry, and respond. I'll read it on the radio in the next half hour. Understand totally. But I knew his audit was looking at the operations of the current agencies and departments. Not going to renege on any promises made to any retired workers. That's a commitment previous administrations, legislators agreed to. It's all going to stay in place. But I will definitely forward it to his phone. Tom Leonard is out. It's down to 5, and I'm personally endorsing today, right now, Perry Johnson for governor. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider. Deliver.